Teacher unions and government are in a crunch meeting to finalize issues regarding the non-payment of salaries to a section of teachers as well as arrears of some of them. The public relations officer of the Ghana Education Service, Reverend Jonathan Bette, who disclosed this to Radio Ghana, expressed the hope of arriving at an amicable conclusion.
We're going to meet the three teacher unions at the office of the Minister for Employment and Labour Relations. The Minister for Education and the Director General of Ghana Education Service and all other stakeholders, wages, a commission, they will all be there so that we will finalize the decision on their strike issue.
Yesterday, one of their spokespersons said, as far as they are concerned, all the legal processes that are required for them to be paid have been made, and that what they need is the assurance that with time limits, that their arrears or salaries will be paid to them. Has the minister any different position to this?
My brother, I wouldn't like to believe this fact from him. We requested for some documents from the teacher union, and those that they submitted were queried. And we said that the queried one were sent to the district level for a correction. Whether they brought them back or not, we've not gotten the information on that. So when everything is done, in actual fact, the labor union and the Ghana Education Service are ready to settle their grievances.
Yeah, it says a document. Has it got to do with the newly recruited teachers or those who are already in the system? And for how long have they been recruited that these corrections are being done?
Well, as far back as 2013, 14, 15, we were having these challenges. And I can also assure you that we paid a lot of these arrears for our teachers. So many few that are still pending that we have to look at. And we're talking about those who completed training college and those in the system, promotion and few other things, allowances for traveling allowances and TNT that we're talking about. Those are the ones that we are trying to cash out with our teacher union.
But with this meeting, would the Minister of Finance be represented?
I believe strongly. Yesterday, somebody represented, and today too, I believe that somebody will be there. If he's not there personally, somebody will represent him.
Reverend Bette discounts news making the rounds that some teachers have been dismissed for presenting fake certificates. He explained that the case is still under investigation by the BNI.
That information is a fallacy. That information is not true. We got the information from BNI, and we have not come to conclusion. BNI department is yet to give us the report, full report on that exercise that they carried out. Until they've given us this one, whatever you are hearing or the public is hearing, we take it at all. It's not true.
So whatever we read on the net, whatever people tell us, is regarded as true. The GS has not come out with any formal or any official statement on this.
Certainly, that's what I mean to say, that we are still waiting for the final report from the BNI before we come out. I don't know where my colleagues are getting the information from before putting it into public domain. We just want to caution them that they should exercise and refrain. When the writing is done, it's data that will give the right information to the people than speculations and other things.